Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to St. Ubal's Cathedral Annex, located in South Alabama. Well, let me get to some of these text messages. A lot of them coming in. We're hearing from the Worm. He says, does it look like it may get cold enough for a fish kill? It absolutely does, but we hope it does not happen. The match director's going to Donaldsonville for the monthly service rifle match. Good luck to all those competing. And we got a blessed good morning from a listener in Ohio where it's raining, but they're looking forward to -5 on Monday and a -26 wind chill. Yeehaw, y'all stay warm. Well, you do the same. Old Man Sam's checking in. He says, when the conditions get bad enough for the fishing game to hold up, so do I. That's a pretty good rule. Got Vaughn checking in from New Orleans East. He says, will Monday or Tuesday be the right conditions for the Redfish Jubilee? Thanks. Yeah, we've talked with Robbie Campo about it. I think it will be. Also, the Myrtle Grove Marina and up the pack, the Point of Shen, there's some deep holes there where those fish will be stacking up too. And you may have one that you know of. And I'm getting tons of birthday wishes in, and I can't possibly respond to everybody individually on Facebook and text and on this radio show. Thank you to all of you wishing me a happy birthday. And Al Capone and Ben Franklin, also thank you. Also had a guy, I think it's Rob or Ron from Watson. He's got this very same birthday as we do. Well, happy birthday back at you. Butch at the Wycloski Bridge, he says, with this front, he can look forward to the fishermen in Bayou La Loutre. Yeah, and you can count on some of those wildlife agents possibly being in plain clothes. So if you're going to get down there and enjoy that run on those fish, make sure you stay within the size and the creel limits. Here's a caller says, I deer hunt in Michigan, including the UP. I'm not sure what the UP is. Maybe I should. Let me know. But during the mid-November, we'll see temps teen and snow. We let the deer hang in the barn for a week before cutting them up. Well, you do that in Louisiana, Mississippi, you're not going to have much left, generally speaking. All right, we got our friend Wingbone over here in Alabama in Wilmer. He got 10 orders for Wingbone calls. He is getting busy. Yeah, he's got quite a project going there. And he's going to do a demonstration. In fact, he's going to give a Wingbone call away at a very special on-location broadcast we got coming up in the month of March at Scott's Marina in Alberta. I'll give you more details on that. All right, Clark County, it's soggy up there. They got 30 days left in the deer season. They should be moving ahead of this front. But this morning they had a few lightning strikes. He thinks the deer are safe because he's probably not going. Here's one that says, this is from our buddy David Hubble. He says he hopes it's drier over here than it is at the Louisiana Embassy and Merliton Sanctuary in West Mobile. As far as too cold for outdoor activities, if I'm bundled up properly, no wind and rain, upper 30s is my limit. Let's see, we got this one says, in the late 80s or 90s, I worked part-time for a good friend who had a cast and blast at Cutoff Lagoon in the Biloxi Marsh, hosting several clients on a crew barge. As you may recall, we had a hard freeze with snow, killed every redfish in the marsh. They were frozen by the thousands, covering the surface of Bayou Biloxi all the way to the lake. 4 to 5 inches of ice and snow was over a year later before we had any fish in the marsh. Yeah, it didn't take really as long as you would think after some of these massive fish kills. I remember the one in 89, and we thought the fishery was going to be hurt for decades, and in 2 years they were back with a vengeance. Let's see, that was from Manly, listening to us in Alabama. Here's it, Rob. I don't know if it's Rob Watson or if it's Rob from Watson, but he shares a birthday with me, Ben Franklin, and Al Capone. And happy birthday to you. All right, so it's also pretty sure the redfish population in coastal waters is diminishing simply because of politicians and pogey boats. That's from Sam. That's one of the causes, but there are several factors that cause the decline in redfish, and hopefully that stocking program will get us back up better than ever. All right, we got Patty, Possum, Mudtie, Rooster, and Mason. What a crew. They're reporting they've been having a good duck season, but had to move and let some spots rest a while. Always great talking with the audience. Roland's checking in. That's Roland Cortez, Dave's Bayou crew. They're having a great season in the last 9 days of duck season. Let's see. Question, did the Booker Fowler fish hatchery in Forest Hill close? No, but that is a freshwater fish hatchery, not a saltwater, which I think we really deserve and badly need. Here's one that says the politicians stole the hatchery money. That's what happened. That's my comment. That's from TV. We got Jason checking in on not that late for a birthday. It was just yesterday at the crew of Corey's Barbershop. Why do y'all never report on wild boar? Well, we had a wild boar hunt last weekend, and you're going to see it on an upcoming episode of Bayou Wild. It's a thermal imaging nighttime hunt with ex-baseball great Will Clark was there along with us, and Derek Poor with Troops and Tusks, and Bob Worth, and Terry Landry, and a bunch of great folks. All right, the flounder hatchery in Gulf Shores has a tremendous impact in Mobile Bay. Hopefully the redfish will do the same. Got the snake doctor checking in. New Orleans Fly Fishers Club going to have a fly fishing exposition Saturday, January 25th from 8 to 4. It is free. It's going to be at the gym at St. Christopher's Church on Durbany Street in Metairie. All right, got some more texts. I'll try to get to those a little bit later on, but right now we got to take a quick break. And on the other side, we're going to come back with a successful deer hunter and one of the stars of the Bayou Wild episode running this week. Talking about Dutch's Corner. Back with Mike right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, not only does he frequent the bayou, he also frequents the woods. And I woke up this morning to a picture of Captain Mike Gallo proudly holding on to the ear of one doe. Congratulations, Mike. I would estimate that nice young tender doe to be somewhere around 85, 90 pounds. Did y'all weigh it?
The scale showed 115.
Wow. Yeah, well, a lot more meat than I can see there. Well, congratulations. And say hello to Tom Stogner when you drop it off at Double D.
I will be going to see Tom at Double D and looking forward to some breakfast sausage and smoked sausage. They do such a good job.
Yeah, you know, one of my favorites is the jalapeno cheddar with the smoked sausage.
I like that one as well.
Very good stuff.
That one is very good. Well, I might have to shoot enough to have more variety.
There you go. Mike, did you get a chance to watch this week's episode of Bayou Wild TV, which you were the star of?
I recorded it, so I have not seen it yet. Obviously, I'm certainly confident that Chris and yourself did an excellent job, but I'll be looking at it as soon as I get home.
Well, it was. I think it came out really nice, and of course, the real star is Dutch Prager, and it was. I think it's a very fitting tribute to him. And anyone I think that has not seen it, they can watch it and go on our website bayouwildtv.com and find out a station that carries it, or you can always check it out on YouTube. And boy, we sure miss Dutch, especially around this time of year. You know, when he would have made his 100th birthday this week.
Yeah, I was thinking about him on Wednesday myself. And the stars sort of aligned for us. We had great weather that day. We were able to get yourself and Glenn, me and Al and Steve, all people that fished with Dutch and knew Dutch and cared about him. So it was great to be able to have Glenn dedicate a spot on his maps, one of Dutch's spots that we fished at. So that's great. Dutch lives on. And people can go fish in a spot that Dutch has fished in successfully.
Yep, pick up a copy of Standard Map, or if you have a chip, you'll see it. It's Dutch's Corner, and that'll be the spot where we fished and one of his favorite places to stop and fish. Mike, what are you doing to prepare for this deep freeze that's coming? Are you fishing today or tomorrow before it really hits? And have you canceled any trips for Monday and Tuesday?
Not going to have any trips after the cold. Had a few go out this week fishing. Lake Pontchartrain produced some fish. As Robbie said, there hasn't been any live bait available. We've been fishing Matrix and Berkeley Gulp. Some people have fished some dead shrimp. And like a few of your reporters have said, the sheephead have been biting, the freshwater catfish, the occasional flounder, black drum, and the speckled trout. They've caught some speckled trout. We're still seeing a few white trout. Some days are better than others. And just like Darryl said, fish midday. You know, you don't have to leave the dock until maybe 10 o'clock. Start fishing 10:30 and maybe fish till 3. That way you can head back in without any chance of darkness. Or if something did happen to you, you at least give CETO time to come get you with some daylight.
You know, Mike, it's amazing the extreme temperatures that you can still catch fish biting. You remember that trip you and I and Dudley made back in the days when I was given one day by the WWL TV to fish, and we had to do it on that particular day or nothing. And we went out in some brutal cold weather. It was so cold, Dudley's mustache froze, if you remember. But we still managed to catch fish. Where are some of your go-to spots if somebody's a diehard and weather doesn't keep them from fishing?
Well, you know, the fish want to acclimate to the water temperature. And once they get, let's just call that temperature 50. It doesn't really matter. If it's below 50, you really won't catch many speckled trout. But at 50 degrees, they'll still feed. They'll still move around a small amount. So man-made canals offer consistent depth as well as consistent water temperature. And then not a lot of water movement. Once they get that cold and get lethargic, the fish doesn't want to waste energy swimming against the current just to be still. You know, if the water's moving 2 miles an hour, that fish needs to swim 2 miles an hour to stay still. And it's a waste of energy. Obviously, if he burns off energy, then he has to feed. So if they can get out of the current in consistent depth, then they don't have to feed. But they're all opportunistic feeders, kind of like myself. So if the opportunity arises, they're going to eat. So man-made canals, consistent depth, a slow presentation. When you do find them, and, you know, obviously we've been fishing many, many years, so you'll have several areas that you know that you can go to in those kind of conditions. But the intercoastal waterway, the canal systems of Venetian Isles, Eden Isles, Lakeshore Estates, Gohegan's Canal is a favorite when it really gets cold, the Bypass Canal, the Mr. Go. Those are all man-made canals in our immediate area that can produce fish.
Mike, next week when we got more time, I want you to talk about fishing with jerk baits. We had a little conversation with Robbie Campo about that, and I've got some people interested in learning more about how and when you should use jerk baits, and we'll do that. But in the meantime, somebody wants to get you, and when you're not out searching for sausage, tell them how to get you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Angling Adventures of Louisiana on social media, or the phone number 985-781-7811.
All right, let's keep our fingers crossed there's no fish kills in your area, and we'll chat with you again next week.
All right, Don, and happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, see you next time.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. Coming up next, boy, real chilly weather to be paddling around for your fish. But if you got some time this weekend, Brendan Bayard's got some tips for you where you can catch some nice trout. We'll let him tell you where that is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, it's before we get to our Strokers Report, always a pleasure to be talking with Captain Mike Gallo. I want to remind you, his reports each week are brought to you by a very important sponsor, particularly with this weather coming in. I'm talking about CETO. Facito you for $249, or you get a membership for a whole year. They'll bring you unlimited fuel drops, jump starts for electrical problems. If you get stuck on a mud flat in freezing weather, Facito is there for the rescue. It's like having a AAA policy, but on the water. It's peace of mind mostly for you and your loved ones who are back home that may be worried about you. And it's one call away. You can get signed up or sign up a friend or give it as a gift. Captain Chris is available at 504-301-4545 or simply go to Facito.com. Let's talk to Brendan Bayard. He's got a pretty good fishing report if you can sneak out there before the deep freeze hits us. Brendan, good morning. What's going on?
Yeah, Don. Yesterday was a great day, you know, considering that we're in the middle of winter. You know, sometimes it's not too great, but yesterday was really nice. There was a lot of fish, even in the shallow flats in the afternoon. In the morning, the borrow pits or the canals, the dead-end canals, were producing some really, really nice fish. You know, just in general, this year, I've been seeing a lot better fish than I did last year, so that's a good trend. Hopefully that continues. But, you know, a lot of fish in the, you know, over 18 size, and even had some that were, you know, in the 22 kind of size, you know, almost 4 pounds or so. So some nice fish.
Yeah, and some spots there that aren't too far of a paddle, although you might want to do a little bit of paddling or pedaling during these cold days. But for right now, this weekend should be an excellent place to go. Minimalist Challenge, the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, is sponsoring that on February the 1st. If you would, tell us again how it works and how do people get signed up?
Yeah, so we're all going to launch from the same launch, and that's going to be over there at the Leeville Public Launch. We're going to disperse in all directions, but the cool thing about it is we're all going to have the same small bag of lures. You know, it's typically, you know, 3 or 4 plastics, maybe a hard bait and some jig heads, and you just have to be very conservative. Make sure you don't break any of those lures off because, you know, that might be the one that's, you know, really suited for the conditions that day. And at the end of the day, everybody heads back, and then we compare and see who's done the deed and caught the nice fish and award the prizes. But it's always a fun event. This year's a little different. We're allowing people to use electric motors up to 3 horsepower. That's going to open the doors for some people that haven't otherwise been able to fish because they've bought a kayak that really only ran on a motor. So we'll see how that goes this year. Looking forward to it, and it's going to be a fun one.
Yep, and registration at bckfc.org. Brendan, in your experience watching that Minimalist Challenge and participating in it, which one of the baits do you think is the one that is the most successful that people use?
I've usually done the most on, you know, using a paddle tail. You know, I've a lot of times, you know, we go out there and the weather might be in the, you know, 40s or 50s and the water temperature hovering right above 50 degrees. And those kind of days, you really just have to, you know, work it slow. A lot of times the weather's so cold that the fish don't even bite the trout don't even bite until the later in the afternoon part. And I'm focusing on reds in the beginning. You know, every once in a while, you'll get one of those days where it's a warm day and people are catching with corks or topwaters or something like that. But I think that's happened maybe twice in the 15 years that I've fished this event. So I wouldn't count on it kind of thing.
Soft plastic on a jig head, probably a best go-to.
Yep. And just get some nice heavy fluorocarbon so that thing doesn't break off and you can use it all day long.
Because if you lose it, you're done. You're done, right. Thanks for the report, yeah. Brendan. As always, appreciate it, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Take care, Don. Bye.
All right. And the Paddler's Reports are brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, located at 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Got those Tackle Tuesdays, nice selection of all conventional tackle. And don't forget, they got a nice stock of that ever-popular Marker 54 if you haven't seen that shrimp lookalike. Check it out. They're also offering a Fly Fishing 101 course that begins on February the 15th. 3 to 4 hour class, goes in depth through the fundamentals. So if you're a beginner or even a veteran, you can always learn something new. And it's also followed by some hands-on casting instruction and comes with your first fly fishing rig, complete with a rod, the reel, the line, and the leader. And instruction, you can't beat that, all for $250. Check it out. Give Justin and the gang a call at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. And we come back after this. It's time for our bad boy feature. We got some alleged wabbit nappers. We'll tell you their story right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, catching up on some text messages. The canals and ponds from Powers Junction to Iris Bayou are full of ducks, as it used to be. And I've got at least six or seven or more people who knew what UP was in Michigan. It stands for Upper Peninsula. Should have known that. Silver Hill Guy checking in, wishing a happy birthday. And we've also got Pete Chesser. Good to hear from Pete. He's he says he's still catching trout in Lafitte. It's slow, but fish slow with your favorite plastic in glow color. His daughter is playing volleyball today, otherwise he'd be fishing. You're a good dad, Pete. And here's one that says, only one word keeps me home from hunting or fishing. Lightning. That's from Captain Robin, who's actually in the duck blind this morning. Backstrap Stacker checking in. He's wishing a happy birthday. Let's see. We've got, I'll tell you, one of the most unique birthday wishes I got comes from Desiree. Desiree says, happy birthday, only man I used to enjoy waking up to. Well, I guess I'm honored by that. My advice, Desiree, maybe you should expand your circle of friends. I don't know. Anyway, we got Lafitte LT. He got back from a trip to Costa Rica. He's looking at the forecast. He says he should have stayed down there. Yeah, I'm sure it was much warmer. And here's one that says, rabbits don't get any respect. I guess they're like the Rodney Dangerfield, huh? Too many dang deer hunters, just my opinion. Not too many deer hunters, not enough rabbit hunters who enjoy it. All right, we come back after this quick pause. We're going to tell you about some bad boys who did enjoy some rabbit hunting, but it ended a little earlier than their plans called for. It's our Bad Boys of the Outdoors, and it's next, right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Our story begins back on December the 16th in St. Charles Parish, Louisiana. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery Agent Lieutenant Thomas Wolf got a tip about four subjects hunting at night with headlamps near Ama. And when he arrived on the scene, he observed the subjects actively hunting and found them in possession of three freshly killed wabbits. Sharon Scott admitted to shooting one of the rabbits, and Kendrick Simmons fessed up to killing the other two. Along for the ride were Yuri Santos Pavanelli and James Sam, none of whom had any hunting licenses. Lieutenant Wolf seized the three rabbits and donated them to a local charity. Cited for hunting without a basic license during illegal hours could result in $944 in criminal fines and civil restitution, up to 90 days in jail for 30-year-old Sharon Scott and 32-year-old Kendrick Simmons, both of Boutee, 28-year-old Yuri Santos Pavanelli of Kenner, and 37-year-old James Sam of New Orleans, our bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, I guess if you're going to hunt rabbits at night with a headlight, no sense bothering to get a license, huh? Not going to help you out. All right, we got some duck blind visits coming up. We're going to check in with Captain Mike Smith. We'll see if Ryan Lambert's in his duck blind or his fishing boat. Hopefully he'll be doing one of the two, if not both, on a cast and blast. If you got time and you want to shoot us a text, open board 504-260-1870. And we'll be back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, before I forget, I did want to get this out. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is advising anglers, if you come across significant numbers of dead or dying fish, they ask you to contact the department. You can find the website. They'll have a specific address to report your information. They will ask you for your name, your phone number in case you need more information. They would like you to put in the location, good directions to where you saw the fish kill, approximately how many fish it was, and what species they were, and their condition, if they were still dying and floundering on the surface, or if they were all dead, decomposing, or whatever the situation. You should also be aware that the creel and size limits remain in effect, as well as legal methods of take, and harvesting fish beyond those regulations is illegal. All right, let's check in with Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, who he was kicked off the island, at least the duck boats. They were all full. He couldn't hitch a ride, but he's got some other plans. Captain Ryan, what are the reports, man? We're reopening the third split. Man, I got some fantastic numbers as far as what the flyover indicated. Are you all seeing those numbers down in Plaquemines Parish?
Well, first of all, happy birthday, buddy.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I was out the last Wednesday and yesterday, and really all I saw was teal, but the negative tides had no water in the marsh, you know, so they had big flocks of teal, but all the big birds were sitting off, and I'm sure we had some water this morning, although we got a -3, you know, that's about the edge line, and we had a southeast wind last night, so we had water this morning. And they'll be pounding because those birds, there's a lot of birds around, even a few mallards. So I think when that north wind comes tomorrow morning, it's going to be on like crazy.
I believe you're right. I think there's going to be some phenomenal hunting until that deep freeze comes. What is the temperature where you cut it off and you say, nah, it's just too brutal to go out?
51.
51. That's when you're in Mexico. That's not down here.
I seen it in the 30s in Mexico already. But I we don't cut it off. We go stick with it. But I don't go out at daylight. I don't cross the river in the dark when it's blowing 30, 35, and 29 degrees. We'll wait till daylight. We'll go out there. The ducks aren't going anywhere. You know, I don't like shooting them at daylight anyhow. Wait till it's safe. Everybody get their life jackets on, and we go crossing them big 28-foot boats. But we don't take any chances.
You know, we talk about fish kills during these times, these hard Arctic blasts. I don't seem to recall as many fish kills around Plaquemines as I do in places like Grand Isle and Lafitte and Dulac and Cocodrie, those places. For some reason, maybe those fish get in the river where there's deeper water quicker.
You know, historically, we had all these big, deep holes. Mm-hmm. But we don't have them anymore. You know, we don't have those big 60, 80-foot holes like we used to. You know, they all filled up with the dead marsh when it died off. But plus, you know, it's a little warmer here than most places. You know, sometimes up there 5 degrees or so. But this year we've had so much cold lately that the fish are maybe acclimating a little bit. So it's going to get to 29 here. But I don't think that's going to kill them because – another thing, we have those negative tides that push those fish off the shallow water and off the marsh. So they're in the canals and channels. So I don't foresee a lot of fish kills here. You know, as long as just depends. If it blows north, the west side will be fine. And the east side, there's lots of water on the east side for them to get deep, you know, all those river channels and stuff. So, and that's warm water coming off the Gulf that'll be pushing in if they have north. So these winds are going to be north. Today it's going to be west, so that's going to suck everything out. But when the big winds come, they're going to be northeast. So that's a good thing. It'll a lot of big warm water coming in off the Gulf, and then on the other side it'll be pushed out. So, you know, everything matters. You know, it's just so much goes into it. But if you're in a spot where you have shallow water and no deep spots off your marsh, well, yeah, you're going to get some fish kills. You know, I'm hoping the water is cold enough where they acclimated already to a lot of this coolness and just get on the bottom and just hang out instead of getting, you know, coming up to the top, floundering, dying.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the water temperature has been cold enough to kind of keep them from being in too shallow of water throughout the winter so far, and hopefully they'll be okay.
That's the last thing we need.
Oh yeah, we don't definitely.
It's been
don't
the best trout fishing year in a long time, and I would hate to see it. You know, us take another hit because it was 2016. We took a hit, mm-hmm. Then 2010 we took a hit with the oil spill. So, you know, we don't need another one right now. That's for sure.
Well, assuming worst case scenario, and we get down into the 20s down there by you, it hardly ever gets to that. Maybe right around freezing the 30s, and the fish get stunned a little bit. How long does it take for the fishing to resume? Does it take a long time, or is it just a couple days and they back in it again?
It just depends on if they get hurt or not. If they get hurt, you know, all it takes is the water to warm up a couple of degrees because, you know, they're cold-blooded. They whatever the water is, that's what they are. So And this thing isn't going to last long. It's going to warm right back up. So, if they get shocked, I think by the end of the week, they'll be right back on it.
Yeah, let's hope
the redfish for sure. But you just have to really, really slow down. Their metabolism is so slow. You know, you have to crawl a bait around to get them to eat. So, it'll be a few days. I'm gonna hunt Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and go to Mexico Thursday. So when I get back, I'm gonna hunt the last 2 days. Maybe I get you down one of those evenings, and we'll close the season out, and then we'll go to fishing every day. So, yep. We'll know for sure by then.
Well, let me know. I got some unused shells I need to use up. So let me know what you got going on.
If you don't, I got plenty.
All right. Well, have a good trip down there in Mexico. You can maybe stay warm down there and then come on back and pick it up where it leaves off. By the way, I wanted to mention to you, I had to drop off my truck for a little recall thing over at Lakeshore Chrysler. And the guy that was working the service department told me that you are his favorite guy to hear on Saturday mornings.
Really?
I tried to talk him out of him and tell him how rotten of a person you were, but he wouldn't believe me. He just wouldn't believe me.
I ask people why when they tell me that kind of stuff. I say, why? It's just passion. I got so much passion for the outdoors and for Louisiana, and I guess it must come out because I can't talk enough about it and can't work hard enough to save it.
Well, you can't hide it, that's for sure. You really are one passionate guy. Well, listen, have a good trip, and we'll catch you on the backside. Give them that phone number if somebody wants to give you a call and check out the last few days of duck season or get into some of that fishing.
Yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111 and just go to Cajun Fishing Adventures and check it out, and we'll get you fixed up because we're booking the fishing season now.
All right. See you next time.
Bye, brother.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man. If you're wondering, and the first time you're listening, you wonder why we call him that, ask him about fishing with shrimp. You'll find out quick. All right, we're coming back after this. We go to visit a duck blind of Captain Mike Smith and find out what's happening in the wilds of Delacroix with all this cold weather up north pushing ducks down. I'm thinking they're going to have a great hunt. They may already be close to a limit. We'll find out right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. A little while ago, we were talking about this week's episode called Dutch's Corner on Bayou Wild TV. Well, next week on Bayou Wild TV, we're going to air Champions on the Call, and you'll be hearing from two champion callers, waterfowl callers, Hayden Richard, and this guy, Mike Smith, and John Foltz will be cooking up some speckle belly goose. That's on next week's episode of Bayou Wild TV. Don't miss it. But let's find out what's going on in the marshes of Delacroix this morning. Mike, we got some glowing reports from the flyover report from Wildlife and Fisheries about a bunch of ducks descending in Louisiana marshes. Is it holding true?
They must still be in the cages.
They didn't decide to pick you.
We have a few on the water. We're getting a few shots, but nothing is better than the first split in November. That's a darn sure.
Yeah,
I don't know where they did this survey at, but it wasn't at Delacroix.
What species are you seeing?
Keel and dogeries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all. No big ducks. Zero big ducks.
Man, that is amazing. You would think that they would their way there, huh?
Exactly.
I guess that's what makes duck hunting so interesting. You just can't – you think you got them figured out and then they pull something
right.
Like that, you know?
Exactly. All the food's gone. All that grass we had during the first split, I noticed the coots for the most part have left. And there's no more food, so when the coots leave, there's no food.
that's definitely a possible explanation. When there's no food, there's no ducks,
right.
You're going to go find something else. Now, the dogries, they're divers. They can go down and find clams
right.
And other things.
Yeah,
but those dabblers, they like it with some food that they can enjoy and stay warm. Well, hopefully it'll change for you guys and you get a few shots, but,
Yeah, we got a few shots already. We let them know we were here. We got a few dead on the water.
Well, that's good. But, all right.
The temperature's perfect,
Yeah, is it where you just say, we ain't going, like you did for our trip on Tuesday? What's the cutoff?
in the 20s and teens, and with that strong wind blowing, God, I was born at night, but not last night,
Yeah, access becomes a problem when you can't even get there when it's just, mud flats. You don't want to be out there.
Yeah, if you get wet, it's over with,
Yeah. You know, if you would duck hunting in a swamp, or, you know, you're in a little small area, you know, an access right. where, you know, within paddling distance, that's one thing. But, man, the risk of getting stuck out there in 20 and low 30 degree weather with the wind blowing, that's not too pleasant of a thought there, for sure.
Yeah, plus they won't have any water in the ponds, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Mike, hope it continues and gets a little better for you. And, you know, things can change in a hurry, you know, next week or after the cold front.
Hey,
you may be locked up, you know. You never know.
You never know. Every day is different. If you can postpone that hunt until Friday, and if you can make it, we'll do it then.
All right. Well, we got, Champions of the Call going to be airing next week, that show we shot with you and Hayden Richard, you know, over there.
Yeah,
hunting the speckle belly geese. That was a fun shoot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a good time. I haven't killed a goose since. That was my last goose hunt.
Well, you need to go back out west. That's where you're going to find the geese. You know that.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, Mike, y'all have a best day you can. You know, hope you can grind it out, and we'll catch up with you next time, my friend.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start getting more shots. This happened more than once, you know. We get a few early in the morning, and the majority of our shooting was after 8 o'clock, so we ready.
Well, you know, duck hunters are always never too soon making plans, so if you don't have anything open this year, maybe next year they, you know, might want to take a look at, you know, your operation, because a lot of times people give up their leases, or for whatever reason they decide to start going with guides instead of doing their own thing. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
504-228-4506. LADuckHunts.com.
All right. I'm going to check my schedule for Friday and let you know how it looks.
That'll work.
Okay, my friend. See you next time.
All right. Good talking to you, Don.
There he goes, Captain Mike Smith, Louisiana. And you just go to LADuckHunts.com. That's the best way to do it. All right. Let's see if we can close out here with a few text messages that are coming in. Let's see. We had this one says, talking about Ryan Lambert being one of our more popular reporters, and this one says, it's because Ryan Lambert is so authentic. I'm a female, have never fished or hunted, but so enjoy my ride to the Adoration Chapel in Covington every Saturday morning listening to him because he is so humble. And here's another birthday wish. Happy belated birthday, Don. In addition to Ben and Al, that's Ben Franklin and Al Capone, y'all share a birthday with Michelle Obama. Boy, I bet she's honored about that. I have to ask her next time you see her. All right, here's one that says, enjoy listening and thankful for you and what you do. Happy birthday. Stay dry and warm. That's from our friend, the Baldwin County, Alabama teacher. And let's see, this one says, while fishing off the bank at Point of Shen this week, two fellow fishermen saw that I was not catching any specks. They came over to me and gave me the bait they were using. Good people out there, and proof that fishing has no color barrier, if you know what I mean. Now, fishermen or fishermen, no matter what. I found that out when I went to Germany. You know, they weren't real happy with a lot of GIs, but if you were a fisherman, you were okay in their book. All right, stay warm, stay dry. We'll see you next week. We'll be back for another 2-hour journey into the outdoors with the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.